We all have these images in our heads, right? Like when we think about the people in the Bible, we picture them a certain way. And, you know, I think a lot of that is because of the artistic traditions that have sort of come down over the years.
Yeah, definitely. I think our mental images are often kind of homogenous, you know? And, you know, but when you think about it, the Bible takes place in the Near East and Africa.
That's right.
So, like, geographically speaking, there had to be a lot more diversity of appearance than, you know,
Oh,
than
absolutely.
we typically see.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to be diving into today.
Awesome.
Little bit of a less considered aspect, you know,
For sure.
the presence of people of color in the Bible.
Yeah, and you know, we're working with one source for this deep dive,
Right.
Second Chronicles 26:20.
Okay.
But it gives us a really fascinating glimpse
Yeah.
into how physical appearance could impact like someone's status.
It's true, and it's interesting because it doesn't talk about race at all. It's really more about King Uzziah and how he reacted when he got leprosy.
Exactly. It says, and Azariah the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was a leper in his forehead, and they thrust him out. From thence, yea, himself hasted also to go out because the Lord had smitten him.
Wow. Okay, so like let's unpack this a little
Yeah,
bit.
sure.
So Uzziah's leprosy, like it changed his appearance to the
Yeah.
point that the priests could immediately tell, and then according to the text, he was isolated. And so his, you know, physical state totally changed his social standing and role.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how just a visible difference could be so powerful,
Yeah,
you know,
right.
like even for a king.
Yeah.
And, you know, the verse doesn't really go into detail about like what Uzziah looked like originally or his ethnicity, but this leprosy,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah.
marked him as different
It
and it caused him to be excluded from the community.
Right. And it makes you think, how often do we overlook, you know, physical descriptions in the Bible or the lack of physical descriptions? Like, could there be all these instances where people's appearance, maybe their skin tone, other characteristics played a way bigger role than we've traditionally thought about?
I think so, for sure. I mean, this single verse, it highlights how just one change in appearance had these huge social consequences. It
Yeah.
makes you wonder, right?
It
Like,
does.
were there other inherent differences among these biblical figures that we haven't really acknowledged, you know?
Yeah, that affected the way they lived their lives.
Absolutely.
So even from this one verse about Uzziah's leprosy, we see that physical conditions could really affect someone's place in society.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes you wonder just about the natural diversity of appearances in the biblical world.
Absolutely. And I think it brings up an important point. Like, how much have cultural norms and artistic representations, you know,
Right.
really shaped our understanding of what these historical figures look like?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe we've missed out on a more accurate picture.
Right. Maybe they didn't all look the same. So that's really the key takeaway here,
I
right?
think so.
Second Chronicles 26:20, Arrow. It doesn't really talk about race or skin color, but it shows us very clearly that physical presentation could really have a huge impact on somebody's life back then.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it makes you wonder about like the societal biases and interpretations from, you know,
Yeah, from different,
later
well,
eras and
yeah.
how they may have influenced, you know,
Right, but how we think about it.
how we picture these people.
Exactly.
Could these descriptions of conditions or other physical attributes offer like other clues, you
Yeah,
know?
it's really something to think about.
Definitely.
And for those of you listening, you know, I encourage you to explore a little bit more about the historical and cultural backdrop of the Bible.
Yeah.
Look for the details that might suggest a wider range of appearances than what we typically see.
Yeah, I think recognizing that human element in these ancient narratives,
Right.
you know, including the potential for a variety of physical characteristics,
For sure.
I think that leads to a much richer and more nuanced understanding of these stories,
Absolutely.
you know, that have lasted for so long.
Yeah.
It's really
That
fascinating
is.
to think about.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you all next time.
See you later.